Chapter 14. Broken Heart on the Altar. There was a time in my life when I was very crushed and broken. It was the aftermath of a very devastating divorce. I felt so completely shattered. During the worship, I went to the back of the church. I laid down on the floor between two pews, face on the ground, to just lay quietly in his presence. I remember just utterly casting myself at the feet of Jesus and asking him to visit me. He took me into an open vision. In the vision, I saw my heart. It was full of holes like Swiss cheese. I placed my heart upon a large altar, a pile of stones that was before me. All of a sudden, a huge column of fire came down from heaven and completely consumed the heart that lay on the altar. The fire burned it until it was completely consumed and there was nothing left but a pile of ashes. Jesus quietly whispered to me, "Looks like you need a new heart." I gulped, swallowed, and then replied back, "Yes. Come up here." All of a sudden, I was in the presence of the Father in heaven. I did not look upon his face. What I saw was his massive chest. He was enormous, larger than life. It looked like a kitchen cupboard. He took a massive hand and opened up his chest like two cupboards opening up. Inside, his heart appeared like a white, hot sun. It was brilliant, dazzling light. He went in with his fist and grabbed a piece of the sun in his hand and then plunged his hand down inside my chest. "There, now you have a new heart." Kingdom principle. Jesus comes to give us a new heart and a new life. As it is written in Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Galatians 2, 20 and 21. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if by righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain."